Isaiah chapter 30, verses 19 through 26. Truly, O people of Zion, inhabitants of Jerusalem, you shall weep no more. He will surely be gracious to you at the sound of your cry. When he hears it, he will answer you. Though the Lord may give you the bread of adversity and the water of affliction, yet your teacher will not hide himself any more, but your eyes shall see your teacher. And when you turn to the right, or when you turn to the left, your ears shall hear a word behind you saying, "This is the way, walk in it." Then you will defile your silver-covered idols and your gold-plated images. You will scatter them like filthy rags. You will say to them, "Away with you." He will give rain for the seed with which you sow the ground, and grain, the produce of the ground, which will be rich and plenteous. On that day your cattle will graze in broad pastures, and the oxen and donkeys that till the ground will eat silage which has been winnowed with shovel and fork. On every lofty mountain and every high hill there will be brooks running with water on a day of the great slaughter when the towers fall. Moreover, the light of the moon will be like the light of the sun, and the light of the sun will be sevenfold like the light of 7 days, on the day when the Lord binds up the injuries of his people and heals the wounds inflicted by his blow. When the prophet Isaiah deals with aspects of Judah's intrigue with Egypt, when the despondent and faithless people call out for hope, for rescue, and for a sense of light at the end of tunnel, they become our brothers and sisters. Yes, for in our time too there is a worrying loss of hope in the hearts of men and women in our societies. Yes, in our time too there is a seemingly endless list of conflicts here and there on planet Earth. And in our time too there is not only a bottomless pit where economic hopes await burial and where the plans of many, even a year ago, seem to have been pie in the sky. What can we say? How can the Christian community help or offer a word of support and encouragement and a message that will sound like a welcome tonic? We can, I believe, do a great deal worse than listen again to what I might call the springtime warmth and fresh hope that is in the text of Isaiah. We are indeed wise, in my view, to look to the strength and wisdom of our tradition, for it is true also, I'm now quite sure, that in Kohelet's word, there is no new thing under the sun. And when we are tempted to turn to the right or left, we will indeed, if we keep our ears open for the wisdom of the Scriptures in all circumstances of our daily life, and the wisdom of the church's tradition, hear a word behind our ears that urges us, "This is the way, walk in it." The Advent season is one where, in the light of the Word of God who spoke human language and was loyal to the divine mission he was given, even unto death, we look again to the coming of the Word of God into the depths of our hearts, into the heart of our decisions, into the decisions of our daily and weekly life. The Lord, once all the heavens and the earth had developed and were completely at home in their habitat, saw that all that had been done in the infinitely loving providence of the Lord was good. Behold, it was very good. The Lord has now come to our aid as we required, as a matter of eternal life or death, and the outpouring of divine compassion has come our way. And all is restored, indeed, is so much brighter and better than the created universe. That is what prompts and permits Isaiah to speak of the light of the moon becoming as sparkling as that of the sun, to promise a daylight that is itself 7 times brighter than we were hitherto used to. Behold, I make all things new, is not a once-for-all promise. Rather, the Lord comes to our aid, now, in our present moment, our present weakness, and provides a new hope, a new spring, and a new coming of Christ into the human heart. Yes, of course, then, gold-plated images and silver-covered idols will be as trash and not merit even a thought of recycling. Yes, O people of God who yearn for hope, you, the listening person, who yearns for an outpouring of love in your life and for a faith that will nourish your search for meaning and for peace, truly, you shall weep no more.